Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. Beginning tomorrow, Virginians will be required to wear protective masks or face coverings in public spaces, with some exceptions. With that in mind, we're speaking with Dr. Gonzalo Behrman, Chief of Infectious Diseases at VCU Medical Center. Dr. Behrman, what's the importance of wearing a face mask at this point in the pandemic?
What we've learned during the pandemic and with new publications and studies is the face mask really serves two really critical functions. Function number one is that it protects you from an infection from others. But what's really more important, and we've learned, is that by wearing a face mask, it really serves as source control or emission control, such that if someone is infected and asymptomatic, he or she is not really exhaling or breathing out infectious viral particles or droplets by wearing the mask. Those droplets and virus particles are being caught largely by the physical structure of the mask and preventing it from getting out into the air. However, we should not forget the importance of social distancing. Despite wearing a mask, we should still remain 6 feet apart from others. In addition, we should continue to wash our hands and perform hand hygiene like we have been doing to date.
How should my face mask fit?
Right, so let's break down the mask into two categories. Category number one is a medical grade mask. That is not the mask that's being used by the public. The ones being used by the public are cloth masks or even paper masks, which are not really super tight onto the face, the nose, the mouth. The important thing is that they be covering, at the very least, the mouth and the nose, and be attached in to the back of the head or over the ears with the straps that come along with it. In public, the observations I've made is that people are wearing the mask, but the mask is like below their chin or just covering their mouth with their nose exposed. That's really not giving the individual all the protection that he or she should get from wearing the mask properly.
Do I need to wash my mask, and how often?
So the science on that is not entirely clear on the frequency of the wash, but I think that at the very least they should be washed every day or every other day if feasible. The important component of washing the mask is to wash it in hot water, and to, if you're going to use the dryer, if it can withhold the dryer, then to dry it with high heat.
Do I need to wear a mask outside at all times?
So the use of masks is obviously most important indoors where there is higher concentration of viral particles. Outdoors, masks should be worn when not exercising or doing physical activity or eating or drinking. Otherwise, someone should be wearing a mask. And even if they are socially distancing, this is another level of protection to decrease or minimize the transmission of the COVID virus.
Thank you, Dr. Behrman. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.